Well, the rallying cry over energy in the U.S. was once drill, baby, drill. U.S. companies, though, have been drilling. And now at this year's IHS CERAWeek Energy Conference in Houston, attended by energy officials around the world, the U.S. oil industry has a new rallying cry: lift the ban on exporting all this American oil. But wait, if they can send oil overseas to reduce the glut here, won't it raise prices for Americans? Dan Boyce is with Here and Now contributor Inside Energy, a public media collaboration. Hi, Dan.
Hi there, Robin.
You call this the Super Bowl of conferences, but some history. We know that the U.S. ban on companies here selling oil overseas was imposed in the 1970s after the Arab oil embargo cut oil coming into the country. Remember the long lines to buy gas. But what was it thought the ban would do?
Well, at that time, it was thought that if there was an embargo from the Arab side, that putting an oil embargo on whatever is produced in the United States would help bolster the supplies here domestically. And at the time in the 70s, that made a lot of sense. But of course, now with this enormous shale boom of the last couple of years, suddenly there have been a lot of barrels of oil piling up here in the country. And oil companies who are looking at these new low prices of the last 6 months are saying this would be a nice way for us to get these on the market if we could lift that ban.
Now, in fact, these oil companies have had such success with relatively new techniques like fracking, you know, extracting oil from shale. They say that there's a glut in the U.S.
Yeah, and they say that the first thing that could help them out the most would be to lift that oil export ban if we want to keep this energy boom happening here in the country. And Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, she chairs the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. She started this refrain at the beginning of the week of lifting the crude oil export ban. We have some sound of her comparing that to recent discussions on nuclear sanctions with Iran.
We shouldn't lift sanctions on Iranian oil while we are keeping sanctions on American oil. It makes no sense.
Well, if the U.S. is allowed to sell abroad, it will contribute to what's become a worldwide glut. Saudi Arabia is a U.S. ally, but they don't want to lose the oil industry to the U.S., so they've been keeping their spigots, if you will, open and pumping oil around the world, contributing to this glut worldwide. But meanwhile, what is true? The U.S. companies are crying poor because the prices have fallen so low for oil in the U.S. The CEO of ConocoPhillips, Ryan Lance, said the oil industry is in survival mode. Is that true?
Yeah, it's so funny. Throughout the week here, you've heard a different litany of euphemisms, calling it anywhere from frustrating to, like you said, survival mode, difficult, a new era of reasonability. So all of these different things are just ways for the oil companies to say, yes, we are in trouble. But what it's also done is it's prompted this wave of innovation across the oil industry too. And that's something that these oil executives are also happy to talk about. For instance, the CEO of Continental Resources, which is the biggest company operating in the Bakken oil field in North Dakota, this man, Harold Hamm, said that in the last 4.5 months alone, in response to these low oil prices, their company has cut drilling costs 25%. So really, when you're looking at impacts on the major oil producers, yes, they're going to see some impacts on their bottom line, but these major oil companies aren't going anywhere. What you're going to see is you're going to see trouble for the small and medium-sized producers that make up big chunks of this new shale oil drilling in the country. They're the ones that are going to be feeling the pinch from these low oil prices as they move forward.
That's Dan Boyce of Inside Energy, the public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues as the IHS CERAWeek, this huge energy conference in Houston, wraps up. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.